Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Auditor Tracy Vanderlinden about voting in the upcoming school board and city council elections in November. There's a city and school board election coming up here in Indianola and Warren County. Talk a little bit about what should people know about the upcoming election.
Well, Election Day will be Tuesday, November 5th. You can start voting on October 7th, as long as we have ballots ready. You can stop in the office and vote. You can request by mail to have an absentee ballot sent to you. They will also go out on October 7th.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about registering to vote. I know you can pre-register and there is a deadline for that, but it's just something that's easy to do and get out of the way.
Students can register at the age of 17 now, but they have to be 18 by Election Day. The deadline for pre-registration is October 25th.
Let's go back to absentee ballots. I know you talked about getting those in. Those are easy to do. How do we go about requesting those, and how should I go about filling those out?
You can call our office to request an absentee ballot request form, or you can go online to our website or the Secretary of State's website, fill out the request, send it in to us or drop it off. We can mail you a ballot as soon as they're ready, or you can come into the office and vote while you're here. The last day for us to mail out absentee ballots to you is Friday, October 25th, but you can still come into the office and vote up until the day before election, November 4th.
All right, well, let's talk about on-site registration and what do I need to go about doing that in terms of going to my polling place and then registering there?
You can go to your polling place and register on Election Day. You will need to have a form of photo ID. You will need to have your address verification. If you don't have that stuff, then you can have somebody verify for you, but there's paperwork that needs to be filled out. It is best to be registered before the deadline, which makes it a lot easier on Election Day if you do go to your polls, but you can register on Election Day at your polls. Just make sure you have the correct info, like a driver's license, photo ID, and verification of your address.
Perfect. Well, how do I go about finding where I need to vote? There's precincts here in Indianola and all over Warren County for where I need to go, and what's the best way to find out where?
And with the school and city of election, we have combined some precincts, so you can go on the county's website to the auditor's page and find your polling place. It will be published in the paper in a couple of weeks. You can find it there also, but give us a call if you have questions. Our number is 961-1020.
Well, this not being a midterm and this not being a presidential election, it is a bit smaller, so the volunteer need isn't as big, but this auditor's office is still in need of volunteers at some point, correct?
Yes. We take all volunteers, and like you said, this isn't as big an election, so we won't need as many people for this one. But next year, come the primary and general, we will need more workers. So if you're interested, it is a fun day. You get to see people you haven't seen for a while, and it's very interesting. So if you're interested, give us a call or go on the auditor's website and fill out the form and mail it to us, email it to us, or drop it off.
All right, well, what's the easiest way to make it easy on your office when I'm going in to vote? Just kind of certain things that I should keep in mind of, you know, being patient, I'm assuming, is probably one of them.
Yes, just kind of enjoy having a little downtime for a moment to catch up with yourself. Just make sure you have your driver's license or photo ID ready, because they will ask you for that. But just enjoy, take the time, and make your decisions.
All right, and then one final question. Preparing for the 2020 election, I know voter registration is way up. I have to imagine as soon as this election is over, the auditor's office is going to be straight on looking forward to 2020.
Exactly. We've already kind of geared up for things, trying to get everything set up and get prepared ahead of time as much as we can. But once we get through this one, beginning the first of the year, we'll start preparing for the next big one.
All right, and again, if someone had any questions about voting, how should they contact you?
They can email the auditor's office at auditor@warrencountyia.org or give us a call at 515-961-1020.
Thanks to Tracy Vanderlinden for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at kniakrls.com.